Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. I hope you'll go there sometime when you get a chance and take advantage of all the free things that are there. Thanks to my organization. Thanks to our good friends and our great sponsors, our great sponsor partners, and who help us make it available to you for free. So check that out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Karen Cortell Reisman is all over our website, by the way, if you want to go there and find her in our Brain Trust or go into the communication section of any of our catalogs there. And you'll find her previous interviews, lots of articles that she's written for us that she has written that she's allowed us to post on her website. Karen helps companies and organizations and individuals increase their productivity by being better communicators when they go out into the marketplace and they meet the world. She helps them do a better job of that, and she's our good friend. Karen Cortell Reisman, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's such a pleasure to be on your program.
It's good to have you back, as always. And one of the things you want to talk about today, I know, is how to communicate like a leader. Now, what's the difference in communicating like a leader and just regular communication?
Your sense of self. You want to communicate as small business owners as just that, small business owners. So you have to communicate like a leader, which means that other people will want to keep talking to you, listen to you, ultimately buy from you, trust you, and make a long-term relationship with you.
So what does it sound like if we communicate like a leader? What does it look like? What does it sound like?
I'm going to tell you that it's a little formula, and I call it the K factor plus the A factor, which is equal to the C factor. And I know you're at the edge of your seat, Jim, to figure out what that K stands for.
Well, as a descendant of Albert Einstein, I expect nothing less than this kind of a formula from you.
I know. I'm always coming up with formulas, but I must tell you, I could never explain his E equals MC squared. I'm going to give you one understand that you'll understand.
She's about a third or fourth cousin of Albert Einstein? Is that
right? Right. That's right.
Yeah.
First cousin of my grandmother.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that the K factor stands for knowledge. So the first part of this formula is the knowledge factor, and I want all of our listeners and you to write down a check plus by the knowledge factor. And the reason you get a check plus is because you do bring your knowledge of your industry or your business. So for all of our listeners, everything that they are already bringing to their table, they already have the knowledge. And the other reason you get the check plus is because you speak more comfortably, you speak with greater vocal variety, you speak with more heightened enthusiasm about stuff you know about, and you've earned the right to talk about.
Let me stick something in here, Karen. I'm glad you're bringing this up because sometimes small business owners know lots of stuff, but a lot of times they know it's so much a part of them that they don't think it's anything special, and it's pretty darn special, isn't it?
Not only is it special, but I would like all of our listeners today to go, okay, yes, I do bring that knowledge, but I want to add a question to you and all of our listeners this morning, and that is, do you let your listeners in, your prospects, your clients, your vendors in on the fact that you have all this knowledge? And let me give you a concrete example. I just did a presentation for the National Roofing Association in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And many people in that industry suffer from that myth that roofers are fly-by-nights. That's not true. People have been in that industry they've been in the industry for 50 years.
Absolutely.
It's in the family. It's been, they have a long-term track record. And I told this audience, I want you to make sure that your homeowners know, or the in the commercial world, the tenants know that you've been in this industry a long time. So for listeners this morning, however long you've been in your industry, I'd like for the people that you communicate with, I'd like them to know that, for example, I've had my business for 14 years. I want people to know that.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that you can talk about with regard to knowledge is you can talk about the tenure of your employees, because that's a knowledge base too, isn't it?
Exactly. I've had some clients that say, when I do my one-on-one work, I say, well, how many people work for your company? Another example, small business. But if you say collectively, all of our team, we give you 200 years of knowledge here, that we've all been in this industry for a long time. And it could maybe not that large of a number, but you're absolutely right. So not only your own knowledge, but the people that work with you, how long they've been with you. I have had an assistant that I have had working with me for 14 years since I started.
Wow.
So that's what I want my buyers and my listeners to know.
And what that also says is that not only, one of the definitions of a leader, Karen, is that you're able to find somebody to follow you. And so that says a lot about you as a leader, that you've been able to find somebody to follow you for 14 years.
Right. The other aspect of knowledge is that the listener, maybe our listeners today are going, but I don't want to sit there and toot my own horn. I think that sounds kind of pushy or self-inflating. And my thought is that you have to figure out a way of saying it so that it doesn't sound so I'm such a big person. In other words, in my presentations, I usually have a sentence that says, well, in the 14 years I've run my company, and with the 4,000 speeches I've evaluated as President of Speak for Yourself, the best are those that have blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Well, it's half of a sentence, but it's well-placed.
How about in my experience?
I would go further than that. I go, in my 15 years of experience as president of the Jim Blasingame Incorporation or whatever.
Right.
This has been my experience. I would go a little further than that.
All right. What's the next item in your
Well, the next
equation?
One, I said the A factor, and that stands for attitude. And as the late, great philosopher Patsy Cline once said, if you can't do it with feeling, don't.
Right.
The good news here is that I don't want our listeners to think that you now have to buy pom-poms and become an extroverted cheerleader. You do not. You do not need to be anybody but yourself. In fact, style is being yourself, but I'll add a couple of words here, but on purpose.
Hold on to that thought, Karen. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about attitude and get into the rest of the equation and finally come up with our answer. After these messages, it's 20 after. We're visiting with our good friend Karen Cortell Reisman. Stay with us. She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it. The night has come. And the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Karen Cortell Reisman is our guest and our good friend. And Karen, give us your website, please.
Thanks, Jim. It's the 3W.speakforyourself, and four is F-O-R, speakforyourself.com. And I would be delighted for people to go there. And I also have a quarterly e-zine that's short, pithy, gives great information. So I would love our listeners to go to my website. And
they can find your CDs there too, can't they?
Absolutely. My
Tell us
CDs,
about those.
My videos, my DVDs, and that would be great.
All right, so check that out, folks. And there's a book in the offing too, isn't there, Karen?
There certainly is. It's called The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches.
I knew I was going to get a book out of you eventually.
And I'm very excited about it.
Well, I am too, and we're looking forward to hearing about it. Okay, speakforyourself.com, folks. Be sure to check out that website today. Karen, we're talking about how to speak like a leader, how to communicate like a leader. And
that's right.
You've introduced us to the K factor, which is knowledge. And we're talking about the A factor, and we're going to be moving on in a minute to the next factor. But attitude, Karen, I remember when I first got when I got what I consider to be my first compliment as a professional. I was working my way through college selling, as I told the audience earlier, I sold tires and furniture and sewing machines and vacuum cleaners, whatever I could sell to work my way through college. And and was pretty good at it, by the way. And
I bet you were.
I remember somebody said, you know, part of the reason why I'm buying this from you is because of your enthusiasm. They said that to me. I was probably, you know, 19 or 20 years old. And I remember,
yes.
And I remember thinking, I remember thinking, I think that's a compliment.
When I walked into a linen store recently, and there was a sign saying, now hiring smiling faces. It did not say anything about now hiring people that know our industry.
Right.
But I think it's a combination. People need to know that you know, need to know that you care. And as I was saying before the break, is style is being yourself but on purpose. And I don't want people to think, well, you have to now become real outgoing if that's not the way you are.
You have to be perky but, if you're not perky.
However, you have to have a passion about what it is that you're doing, and the listener needs to know it. They need to sense somehow that you're really excited to be there and to share this information. So the attitude factor, in fact, is probably more important than the knowledge, but, nah, I'd say they're equal, but you've got to have both.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because if you've got both of those, then it's going to equal to the C factor, and C stands for credibility. And I pose this question, what are you, our listeners, doing and saying, not just doing and not just saying, but together doing and saying early on in the sales process so that the listener knows that you know, knows that you care, because if they do know those things, then they're going to appear, you're going to perceive you as a leader.
Well, the C factor, the credibility, to me, the knowledge is what gets you in the door, and the attitude is what keeps them listening to you. I mean, when I give a speech...
Or get hired again.
Yeah, or whatever.
Or buy more widgets or whatever.
Exactly. Whenever I speak to people, you know, I look at their eyes, and if it looks like they're falling asleep, I realize I'm not putting enough into this. And they're not, you know, if people fall asleep, I don't think it's because, or if they wander off, if they're not listening to you, I don't think it's because of the subject matter. I think it's because of the way you're delivering it.
People,
but they do expect you to, if they came there for technical information, they do expect you to have that.
I feel cheated if somebody just comes and entertains me, if I'm not just going to the comedy corner.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have more than just the dynamic delivery, but if you've got both, that's an awesome combination. The bottom line, and as you said at the beginning, I talked to companies about how to increase your productivity by communicating effectively, and that the bottom line really is trust. But you just don't come in there and get trust. You have to earn it, and you earn it in the ways we've just talked about this morning. First comes the knowledge, next comes the attitude, and finally, the credibility starts to show up, and then you begin to garner and earn the trust of your prospect, the trust of the client, or the trust of the customer.
Don't you think that it's important that we also take this knowledge that we know and wrap it up in the human being that we are, the person that we are, and deliver it that way? I mean, aren't the most interesting people the people we want to do business with, the ones who we know we're going to get good stuff from them, but we also want to get it from them because of who they are and how they behave, how they talk, and how they deliver what they know.
I'll summarize that into one word. That's authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And people, yes, we gravitate towards those people that are authentic, that convey that, and they do it through what we've talked about this morning. They've shared their knowledge so that you know that I've been in this industry for 14 years. You can sense the attitude. And by the way, for our listeners, so much of your work is done by the phone, so it's that smile. There's a lot about your attitude that comes out by the way you sound. And you're right, then you end up with credibility.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And humor, you got to have a little humor. And I also think it's very important that you're able to laugh at yourself, Karen.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I usually say this to people. I say, we all have a BS light bulb in our head. And we know what BS stands for. And that light turns on when we think somebody doesn't know what they're talking about, doesn't care about what they're talking about.
Karen, thank you for being here. Give us your website again, please.
SpeakForYourself.com.
Thank you, Karen. Karen Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. Take a quick break. I'll be right back with Rick Pinion after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.